Morning, Danny.
Good morning, PT. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You've got fans already.
Really?
Jenny was on the go before. How good's that Danny girl? She's great. I love her.
Oh, I love it when my tyres get pumped up at this time of the morning.
Yeah, I can easily deflate them. Don't worry about that. Just careful, all right? We don't want to get you know, floating around like a sky whale or anything.
Fair enough. These doorways are very narrow. Won't get the head through it.
Very, very narrow indeed. Look, I'm not happy, Jan, and you've already reported on the fact that Bunnings are popping up the price of a snag, onion and a bit of sauce and bread.
Unbelievable.
$3.50. The cost of living has finally hit the humble snag at Bunnings.
I figured when I saw that little piece, I thought, PT, I reckon, is going to have something to say about this. Do you get down to Bunnings and grab a snag every now and then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
My wife and I, we love it.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out of Bunnings with a snag. I always have $5 in the console.
Okay.
And there's a snag each, $2.50. Now what are we supposed to do? I've got to carry change as well.
They're going to have to start getting one of those mobile tap machines because no one's going to have that kind of money on them soon. Oh. So going to have a tap and go.
Yeah, cost of living. You know what else irks me where food's concerned?
What's that?
I don't like onions. Blah.
Oh, okay.
Hate onions.
One of my favourites.
Yet, you know, like not necessarily at Bunnings, but let's say I go to Macca's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the pickles.
Really?
Why?
One of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Oh, no.
But how come they don't take money off because I don't want the pickles?
I always think that.
Yet, if I add something to a burger, they charge me more for it.
Yeah, I'm
and
a stickler
I get
for
it.
That.
I'm totally down with, if I want more bacon or an extra egg or whatever, I'm totally down with paying for it.
But if you take it off, money's coming off.
There's no money coming off.
Nope.
They're saving, and I'm not throwing the pickle at Ronald or the windows.
The community thanks you for your service. No, that really irks me too. I hate that because it isn't fair, you know.
No.
You're losing out, but
if
they're
still
making
money. If I don't want tomato,
take
the money off for it. Surely it's not too difficult.
Mm.
Let's take a cheeseburger, for example. What is it? Well, it's a patty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of cheese. It's got some sauce. It's got pickles. Doesn't have any onion. I can't remember the last time I saw a cheeseburger that had some onion on it. And it's got the bun.
Mm.
Each of those individual things has a cost attached to it.
Mm.
Why do you not know what the cost of each individual thing is?
Fair enough.
Oh, you don't want pickles? That's 20 cents off, sir.
I guarantee you Macca's on their bottom line knows everything and every ingredient, how much it costs. I actually cancelled an order recently because they wanted to charge me $4 to add mushrooms to a toastie and I cancelled it. Is that wrong?
That's not wrong
at all. Okay, good.
$4 for some mushies.
$4 to add mushies to my toasty. I felt like a real curmudgeon cancelling my order and walking away.
Whoa, hang on. Last week it was
ethereal.
And now curmudgeon. What's a curmudgeon?
Oh,
is that a beast that climbs down out of the trees and attacks you while you're asleep in your tent? A curmudgeon.
You know someone that's curmudgeonly, that's kind of grumbly?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, there you go. Words with Danny.
Just I just call him a grumpy bastard. That's,
well, a grumpy bastard is a curmudgeon. If you're ever talking to your grandkids, can you call them a curmudgeon and not a grumpy bastard?
Okay, yes, that'd be. I was with my grandkids last night.
Well, okay, I've
dinner out there. It was lovely.
I've made your convos a little more PC. You're
curmudgeon.
Welcome.
Curmudgeon. And what was the other one? Cereal.
Ethereal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what your cereal is this morning, but it might be ethereal.